Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on a walk with Christ. Today's April the 26th, 2022. Well, today in my daily Bible reading in the Old Testament, I read the story of David and Bathsheba. I'm sure that's a common story for many of us. 2 Samuel 11:2 tells us that David saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was beautiful to look upon. Now, I know there's many things that we could talk about this situation, and we can't talk about all of them in this time we have for this devotion, but the point upon which I want to focus today is to be careful what you look upon. Be careful what you see. When I read this passage, immediately my mind went to Lot. He saw the well-watered plains, the Bible tells us. And because he saw the well-watered plains, he pitched his tent towards Sodom. And of course, began the downward course of Lot. And many times, temptations come to us through the eyes. We are tempted by what we see. So Lot saw the well-watered plains. David saw a woman washing herself, and she was beautiful to look upon. And because they saw, they made decisions that led to difficult circumstances. So today in our walk with Christ, let's be careful about what we see. Let's be like Job, who made a covenant with his eyes not to look upon a maid. Let's remind ourselves of the children's chorus, "Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see." Let's protect our eyes. Remember, the eyes are the lights of the soul, and what enters the eyes can enter the soul. So let's protect them. Now, this may not seem like an in-depth devotion, but it is an important one. If we do not realize the danger of seeing, we may end up in the same situation as David. He allowed what he saw to tempt him to sin. What he saw led him down a path which he did not anticipate. What he saw impacted him for the rest of his life. Difficulty came into his life because of what he saw. And he made some decisions that I'm sure he could have never imagined, to have one of his most faithful servants, soldiers, killed in battle. It's amazing the place that David came to because of what he saw. So let's be careful. Let's understand the danger of seeing. And understand, we would be wise to be careful what we see. Heavenly Father, today help us to protect our eyes. Help us to know the temptations which come through the eyes. Help us to keep our eyes. Help us to focus on you and your blessings. Thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome temptation. Help us to flee youthful lust, being careful with what we see. We thank you that Jesus is worthy of all of the keeping of our eyes. We just thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, hope you have a good day today. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.